Storyteller Theater presents Talking Pigs, Goats, Wolves, and Frogs for your entertainment. Lovely princesses and handsome princes, and each tale has something to say. So have fun in our worlds of magic, wonderment, and surprise. Here and there we'll even offer a bittersweet in exchange for a tear or two. Little Red Cap, otherwise known as Little Red Riding Hood, by Jacob and Wilhelm Grimm. Once upon a time, there was a dear little girl who was loved by everyone who looked at her, but most of all by her grandmother, and there was nothing that she would not have given to the child. Once she gave her a little cap of red velvet, which suited her so well that she would never wear anything else. So she was called Little Red Cap. One day her mother said to her, "Come, Little Red Cap, here is a piece of cake and a bottle of wine. Take them to your grandmother. She is ill and weak, and they will do her good. Set out before it gets hot, and when you are going, walk nicely and quietly, and do not run off the path, or you may fall and break the bottle, and then your grandmother will get nothing. And when you go into her room, don't forget to say, 'Good morning,' and don't peep into every corner before you do it." "I will take great care," said Little Red Cap to her mother, and gave her hand on it. The grandmother lived in the wood, half a league from the village, and just as Little Red Cap entered the wood, a wolf met her. Red Cap did not know what a wicked creature he was, and was not at all afraid of him. "Good day, Little Red Cap," said he. "Thank you kindly, wolf." "Whither away so early, Little Red Cap?" "To my grandmother's." "What have you got in your apron?" "Cake and wine. Yesterday was baking day, so poor sick grandmother is to have something good to make her stronger." "Where does your grandmother live, Little Red Cap?" "A good quarter of a league farther on in the wood. Her house stands under the three large oak trees. The nut trees are just below. You surely must know it," replied Little Red Cap. The wolf thought to himself, "Oh, what a tender young creature. What a nice plump mouthful. She will be better to eat than the old woman. I must act craftily so as to catch both." So he walked for a short time by the side of Little Red Cap, and then he said, "See, Little Red Cap, how pretty the flowers are about here. Why do you not look round? I believe, too, that you do not hear how sweetly the little birds are singing. You walk gravely along as if you were going to school, while everything else out here in the wood is merry." Little Red Cap raised her eyes, and when she saw the sunbeams dancing here and there through the trees and pretty flowers growing everywhere, she thought, "Suppose I take Grandmother a fresh nosegay. That would please her, too. It is so early in the day that I shall still get there in good time." And so she ran from the path into the wood to look for flowers. And whenever she had picked one, she fancied that she saw a still prettier one farther on, and ran after it, and so got deeper and deeper into the wood. Meanwhile, the wolf ran straight to the grandmother's house and knocked at the door. "Who is there?"
"Little Red Cap," replied the wolf. "She is bringing cake and wine. Open the door."